This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. And I'm glad to have you folks with us. We've just recently gone on several new stations, and if you're listening to one of those stations, would you sit down and drop me a note, drop me a line, or either pick up the phone and call me. I'll give you my office number here. It's area code 225-664-8658, and our mailing address, the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. We're looking at the life of Moses, and we saw there where Moses, the scripture says, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Now, my friend, many folks ask me, Pastor, does an individual coming to Christ have to make a choice? I said, yes, sir. You make many choices, but one of the things you will do, you will choose rather the affliction of the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Now, you saw that for a season. Sin only lasts for a season. The pleasures only last for a season. I tell folks here, and I'll tell you, over here on the Gulf Coast, I was going over there to Mobile not long ago, and I counted 17 billboards advertising one of the casinos. And what do they have on there? John 3:16? No, sir. They have things that it attract. There's pretty neon things and pretty pictures of women and all those things to attract your attention, to let you see what there is down there at the casino. Friend, Moses chose of the people of God because he knew what their afflictions were. He had been raised there in the courts of Pharaoh for 40 years. He had seen, had looked out upon. I don't know when the Lord began to turn his heart towards the Lord. They were making bricks out there in the brick kilns, and they were multiplying by leaps and bounds, and Pharaoh had the people quit giving them the straw, so they had to go out in the fields and scrounge for the straw themselves, which made it more labor. And Moses saw those things, but he said he'd rather suffer with them than to enjoy the pleasures. Now, what pleasures did he give up? Oh, the pleasure of the king's court. It was always something going on there, the entertainment back in those days. And I don't know what all they were, but I know they were, to the naked eye, they were pleasurable. So listen, do you know how he did that? By faith. He saw one day, they would be delivered. He did. The reproach of Christ, that is the offense of the cross, greater riches. Now, that's it, brother. We just as well face things frankly. We might as well get down to where we live. That's what we have today. That's what we face right now. Moses deliberately renounced the privileges. He voluntarily gave up a portion, a position of influence and ease and held in contempt in comparison to Christ. Now, you and I, in coming to Christ, every sinner faces that decision, faces that situation. Are we going to continue on living in sin? Man by nature loves pleasures and lust and pleasures of sin. That's surely it is. And my friend, there comes a time. You say, Pastor, does a man, a woman have to make a decision? Yes, sir. That's not salvation. Making a decision for Jesus is not salvation. But my friend, you choose on the side of righteousness. You know the difference. You know that's what Moses did here. And as long as we can break with God in order to preserve our worldly interests, we're not saved. As long as you can forego the worshiping the Lord, praising the Lord, and spend your time in the world, spend your time in the night spots of the world, as long as you can break with God in order to preserve any worldly interest in ours, don't matter what it is, don't matter if it's pleasure, whatever attracts you, folks are spending money now, leaps and bounds, buying things to create pleasure, boats, yachts, and airplanes, and all of those things. And then on a lower level, men spend their money for playing golf and playing those things. Those interests, my friend, if that's all you study about, I've seen churches here, local churches, as I pass down the road, they have services at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, so the men can go play golf after lunch on Sunday, my friend. Is that what you like to do? I never play golf, but I would if I could years ago. Nothing wrong with playing it. But are you going to give up worship day and go play golf? If you are, you're not saved. Don't write me and tell me, well, you're wrong. I like to play golf. Well, no, I just guarantee you, if that's where your heart is, the Bible says the Lord gives us a new heart. What does that new heart do? It longs to be where God's people are. It longs to be in fellowship with God's people. Not out on the golf course on a Sunday evening drinking beer and ha-ha and hee-heeing with four or five guys and talking, telling ugly jokes and smutty jokes about other things. But no, but listen. God's man, God's woman, all of our relationships are with Christ, first, last, and always. The question that confronts every individual in coming to Christ is to please Christ and to please or to please himself. Which one? Let me pose that question to you. Is your motive and aim to please the Lord or to please yourself? Listen. That individual is always hankering and all complaining about it. Needs more money, needs a better wages, needs a better position, always contrary because of things that took place. I've worked men all my life for many, many years, and I've seen men that never were happy, they never were satisfied. They was always complaining. Somebody got the better job, somebody got the newer truck, somebody this and somebody that. And they always, it just was cantankerous. That's what I call it. Just cantankerous. It's a sure proof. It's a sure proof that the spirit of this world, the spirit, the worldly spirit, governs your life. Let every individual ask himself this question. What is your chief delight? Now listen, what is your chief delight? Is it earthly riches? Are you scrimping and saving and putting back and cutting coupons and all of those things to try to put up a few nickels for your old age when you're already over the hill? Oh, my friend, let me just make a little fun of you. I asked my folks here, if you're coming down to the end of life, don't let your ungodly children have your money. We'll adhere to the radio missions, to the old trailblazer. We'll put it to preaching the gospel for you. Did you know your estate can preach the gospel? You can. Folks have done that thing before, and I pray that you'd do it, my friend. But listen, is your delight earthly riches, honor, communion with the Lord Jesus Christ? Now, you face this question. Draw your own conclusion. That's the reason some are not saved and never will be, because their desire is after the fleshly things of the world. The faith of God's elect is a faith which overcomes the world. I don't care what it is. The refusal of Moses to become Pharaoh's son and daughter's son, listen, I get it, consisted in a firm resolution in his mind and soul not to remain there. Not to remain. He had to go to his Pharaoh's daughter, his adopted mother, and say, you know, mother, I praise the Lord for you. You've been good to me. I'm a Hebrew. I'm a Hebrew child, and I can't stay here and live in the courts of Pharaoh. He had to do that, my friend. You're going to have to make up your mind. You're going to have to burn some bridges behind you, and you'll never go back over them. Never will you go back over them. Now, he could say, well, I don't want to become her son. I've got to give it all up. And I know that I've got to give it up, but I still remain that little, if that's your idea, then just go on. Just go on. You never go. I can't give up. I can't give up this. I can't give up that. Well, just go on. Go on. The Lord's not going to save you. He insisted in a firm resolution of his mind and soul not to remain in Pharaoh's court. And my friend, if you want to be saved, may you have that resolution that I'm not living here in this world any longer. I'm not taking part of those things that degrade my blessed Lord. I'm not going to do that any longer. Did you know you're going to make a decision? You make decisions every day, my friend. You do. Are you making them on the side of truth? Well, come on, Joe, let's go down to the bar room tonight and have a few drinks. No, I can't go. You can't go. What's the matter? You got your old lady's got you under her thumb? No, that hadn't got anything to do with it. My wife doesn't have anything to do with it. But the Lord is dealing with my heart about my soul's salvation. And I just can't go. I need to be here reading my Bible or meditating upon what the Lord's doing. I can't go, folks. You're going to have to do that. You're going to have to cut those. You got to burn those bridges. You're going to have to cut those ties. And I know because I've been there, my friend. Been down that rocky road. But you know what? The main thing, the blessed thing is the Lord will give you grace to do it. The Lord will give you grace to do it. and you win that one battle, the next one will be easier. The next one will be easier. And I'm not saying that Satan won't harass you and harangue you. Yeah, because the flesh loves sin. Your old natural flesh loves sin. And you have to ask the Lord for a new heart and a new flesh, and he'll give that to you. And then it'll long after the things of the Lord. No more will you long to go to the ball game on Sunday afternoon, or the golf game, or the World Series. No longer you will. These pastors that bring the Super Bowl into their auditoriums on Sunday night. Oh, my friend, they're going to have to answer for that. The Lord is going to say, what about it? What about it, my servant? Well, didn't I do this and didn't I do that? And the Lord will say, depart from me. I never knew you. But my friend, salvation is something serious. It's not just a little flamboyant, little fly-by-night something that you can throw on or throw off when you want to. Well, old Joe, he was saved there years ago, and he kind of drifted away from the church and went out into fornication a while, but he come back before he died. No, he wasn't never saved. People say, well, you be saved and then lost. No, the main problem is with those folks, they never get saved. They make a decision, and then they fall away from that, and they think, well, I'm saved, but I've just fallen away. No. The Lord says that no one can pluck us out of his hand. But the old trailblazer is going to be honest with you, going to be truthful to you if it takes the hide off. That's what my dad used to tell us. Tell the truth, son, if it takes the hide off. And sometime when we lie, he'd take the hide off our backside. My brother and mine, it taught us a lesson. It taught us a lesson. That's what I want to be with you folks. I want to be true with you, the old trailblazer. Most of you know I'm not very smart, not very intelligent, but I know how the Lord saves a sinner, and that's by the Holy Spirit coming there, awakening that soul, dealing with his heart, revealing to him what a sinner he is, the filth and the degradation. And then, when he comes to admit that, the Lord allows him to look away to yonder's cross. Look away there to Calvary's cross where Christ died. And then those immortal words, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Isn't that grace? Oh, my friend, that's for me and you, for you and me. But this is the old trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis. And I would like to hear from you. Some of you folks are hearing us on a new station now. Drop me a note and tell me where you're listening. And then pray for me if you would. And help me with the broadcast. Remember my mailing address, the old trailblazer. Post Office Box 1810 Walker, Louisiana 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. You can go there and you can find much, much information about the old trailblazer. You can look up the old trailblazer there streaming. I wish you wouldn't. Write me and let me know if you're having trouble. Goodbye and God bless you.